Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Mike, along with a guy who's a real tough cookie with a long history, Joel Brzezinski.
As long as it's a chocolate chip cookie or a snickerdoodle, then you're right.
You now, when I say that, do you know where that comes from?
Oh, probably.
A real tough cookie with a long history. It's not Olivia Newton-John. I'll give you that hint.
A long history of something of make. Yeah, it's on the tip of my brain. It's right there. History.
Maybe God will reveal it to you apart from your brain.
Yeah, I'll just search my heart. It's there, but I can't spit the rest of it out. As soon as you say it, I will know exactly what you mean.
You will be greatly disappointed and want to start the podcast over.
Cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me.
Yes.
Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Yes.
You needed no help. See, you just needed God to work through it with you.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. I knew it was there. I just had to say it a few times, and then it was there. I just had to repeat the truth to myself.
Oh, man. Well, hey, something that got mentioned at the end of the last program, Joel, was rest and peace. Something we talk quite a bit about, at least directly or indirectly here on the podcast for the last 19 plus years. But I had somebody write to us, and he wrote quite a while ago. I didn't realize it until one of those lost messages. But here's what they say. And it's a good question. Probably a lot of people out there are wondering the same thing. How can we rest in the finished work of Christ? So that's his question. And we could stop right there and you and I could start talking, but I'll share a little more about what he said. I used to pray out of obligation, trying constantly to reach God. I need to make things more freely, resting in what he did. I used to force myself to pray more, try more, study more until I got exhausted. He talks about, performing spiritual athletics, trying to use his time to, be as connected to God as he possibly could. And so let's talk about this stuff here, because how many of us have been through something like that, and many may still be struggling with it, even though they've come to a better understanding of grace.
Yeah, that's good, because it's something that I have struggled with over the years. And it wasn't until I began to get more of a revelation of what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks that I truly, really began to experience this rest that God has given us in Christ. It's come to me more by realizing that Christ is a person, that he is in me, and that it's not about a relationship with rules and regulations. It's not a relationship with the Bible. It's not about a relationship with knowing what to do and what not to do, and all of that. But the rest has come when I've realized that everything that was necessary for me to be brought near to God was done in Christ, that he did it. And there is nothing that I can do. I can't, pray enough, study enough, try enough, because indeed, like this guy says, he just got exhausted. And you get exhausted. If that's what life in Christ is about, then yeah, a person's going to get exhausted. Or on the other end of the thing, they're going to think that all of their doing and all of their praying and all of their trying is actually making them close to God, when that's not how a person has come close to God. It's really solely, by the blood of Jesus. It's by what Jesus has done. And so the whole idea of us trying more, doing more, whatever, anything that we have to do more of or anything of takes away from what Christ has done. And so all of that to say that when I realize that Christ is a person who lives in me and that that's a settled, it's a settled thing, not based upon what I do, then I began to rest. And from that rest, I pray. I talk to God throughout the day. You know, it's no longer a discipline for me to try to pray. And the things that I do in life come as a result of knowing Christ and not worrying about if I am following this rule or that rule or doing this thing or that thing. I was telling you beforehand, Cap, there was a time when I wouldn't even watch TV. You know, I've talked about how I've been watching Welcome Back, Kotter, or we talked about that Pat Benatar song or whatever. Years ago, I threw out all of my records and tapes. I put my TV, I had rented this small house. It was a very, very small house, but it had a cellar. You had to go outside the house and then down these stairs into the cellar. I put my TV down there because I didn't want anything secular in my house, you know, that type of thing. And I just was like, you know, over time, I began to realize that that's not what it's about. I can listen to Pat Benatar. I can watch TV shows. And within my own personality and within my own just view of life, there are some things that I just don't tolerate. It's not a legalistic thing, but there are some things that I don't like to watch or listen to. And there are other things that other people might think are questionable that I listen to or watch, but I'm okay with it. The point of this all is that Christ is in me, and no matter what I do or what I watch or listen to or how I live my life, Christ is in me, and I can rest in that. And from that rest comes, that's where life comes from. That's where all these things come from. It's not a matter of trying to get every little dot, every little jot and tittle just in line and right, and then I can rest. It's really the other way around.
I think one of the things that I find really sad, having been through it myself, probably not that much different from you, is the person who wrote to us here said that they used to pray out of obligation, trying constantly to reach God. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, I think it was somewhere toward the end of my book, Clash of the Covenants. You can find that on Amazon, by the way. I think somewhere in there, I put a blip in there about this sort of thing where people, when it came to praying, it was almost like they were getting on the telephone. And then when they said amen, they were hanging up. I'm just trying to reach God, but I keep getting voicemail, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe this will help somebody, but it's not so much about you and me trying to connect with God, trying to get to God. I mean, this is a believer, right? He's right. Trying to get to God in his mind. And I can relate to it. I mean, I really can. Thank the Lord that I've come to understand some things that I didn't in the earlier days of my Christian life. But I think realizing that it's not so much about us trying to connect with God or trying to get to God. It's that God has come to connect with us. I mean, that's really the story of Jesus. He came to us. And so you don't have to work at trying to get to God or connect with God. You are connected with Him already. Sometimes it's just a matter of choosing to believe that, begin to realize that, and not have to struggle so much, because that's just kind of sad. Let's see. Where am I? Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus declared, this kind of ties into what we've been talking about.
Was that declared, six days later or 8 days later? No, just kidding.
Let's call it 1 week.
Okay.
I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now, here's something that we're familiar with on the topic of our discussion today. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. It's really the what Jesus said here is really the opposite of what this poor friend wrote to us regarding his struggles in trying to connect with God and ending up exhausted. So it's kind of interesting, though, that Jesus said that God will reveal, not necessarily to those who think they know everything, to those who have the knowledge and, you know, what they think is educational, what they think is philosophical. Some of those people are always looking down on everyone else. The Pharisees were a good example of that. We can find examples of it today in our own world. And there's obviously sort of an allegorical thing going on here. Jesus wasn't just referring to small kids, small children. He was referring to those who didn't have the stature of wisdom and understanding and education or whatever it was that caused them to look down on others. You can reveal these things to little children. But with that illustration in mind, Joel, I can remember being a child and coming to faith in Christ. And I was reading my Bible a lot because I was told to do that. Mm-hmm. And without going into all the details on that, but it got to the point where, like, my parents, you know, they kind of had a church background, but not, they weren't really tied into it. And they weren't attending really church much at all when this was going on in my life as like a 10 or 12 year old. But I remember I overheard my mom talking to my dad one time about getting me to see a psychiatrist because I was, this just wasn't normal for a kid to want to read his Bible. Mm-hmm. And that felt, you know, that I think that was maybe one of my first experiences with what felt like persecution. Now most of my persecution comes from believers,
right? But,
exactly. Kind of like the Apostle Paul. But so I just wanted to throw that in there. But Jesus isn't just referring to little kids. He's talking about people who are maybe simple-minded, simple heart, people who may not have the stature of a Pharisee type person or somebody who's been to Bible seminary or whatever the case may be. And yet Jesus said, come to me, allow God to reveal some things to you in your heart. And when this happens, rest will just sort of come naturally with some of what you were talking about, Joel.
Yeah. And I know that so when you were reading, when he got to the part, you know, come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened. I know a lot of people probably who are listening are familiar with the wording in the Message Bible. And this, of course, is not a version that I go to if I'm wanting proper doctrinal understanding. But, I mean, I like how it words some things sometimes. And this whole passage, starting with verse 25 of Matthew 11, abruptly, it says, abruptly, Jesus broke into prayer. Anyway, thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've concealed your ways from sophisticates and know-it-alls, but spelled them out clearly to ordinary people. I think that gets to the heart of what he's saying there, like what you were saying. It was where the other versions say babes or little children. It's just, you know, ordinary people who don't stick out like sophisticates and know-it-alls. Yes, Father, that's the way you like to work. Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and to say. This is a unique Father-Son operation, coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I just really have always loved that phrase. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. See, there's nothing about here's what you need to do, here's how you need to live, here's how you, here's the steps that you need to take. Here's the things you need to do. Here's the rules. You know, nothing about that. It's about knowing him. It's about knowing Jesus Christ, and it's about knowing the Father. And Jesus said he would reveal it. You know, he reveals himself. And that's what it's about. It, you know, resting in him, you just can't do it if you're focused on all the do's and don'ts and musts and shoulds. And yeah, it will truly exhaust a person. But take his yoke upon you. Learn from him, for he is gentle and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. That's a far cry from what we hear in so many sermons and so much of religiondom. We just hear so much about what you have to do, how you have to be, how you have to act, all focused on external things that a person has to do. When Jesus says, come to me, he's a person. He's not a religion, and he's not a set of works or rules or standards.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.